1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time 751. Second Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich with his monthly legislative update. Good morning, Representative Meskers. Hope you're doing well today.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm okay.
Pretty good.
All right. Today is the 24th anniversary of September 11th. You'll be attending ceremonies?
Yes, Tony. I always make it a point to attend. I was in the city on that day, and it was always a very painful day. I was in Midtown at a bank in Midtown, but we had the phone lines open to the poor people at Cantor Fitzgerald. So we were intimately involved with the group who were on the floor that all perished. It was a very tough, tough day.
I was listening to an interview with someone who lost their husband, and she's saying it's gotten even tougher over the years. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, I think as you reflect on lives lost and you reflect on cut short, and many of them in their prime, so many, it's very sad. And so I can understand it. You know, it doesn't get easier for me, and I wasn't the one. I didn't lose a brother or a sister or a father in the event. Right? I knew people there. They weren't intimate friends, but I heard them go, and it's just an awful thing. It still sits with me.
Right. All right. Let's move on to something more positive. As in, we spoke to the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. They gave you some props about the change to the Transfer Act.
Yeah, I couldn't be more thrilled we finally got that act passed. In fact, I can tell you, when you often ask me out of session what I'm doing, it's one of the things I've been doing nonstop since the act passed, is sitting working with the working group. It's a different working group now, if you want to think about it. It's the implementation. And so we're working through the oversight group that's going to make sure that the legislation that we passed is functional and accomplishes what we wanted to accomplish. So I'm sitting, you know, constituting that working group who's going to review the process as we roll out the regulations and the filings required to remediate property to make sure, as I often say, euphemistically, to make sure the dog can hunt, that we've got legislation that actually works. Because, you know, as many people complain about government, that's one of the issues is, you know, you write a law, you have to make sure that the law, once you implement it, is functional. So we'll be working very heavily on that.
All right. Speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich, and I'll get your reaction to the killing of Charlie Kirk yesterday in Utah.
I think it's a tragedy. I don't want to belittle it and bemoan it in any way or make less of it. He was a young man with children and a wife. His passing will be a devastating impact on them. And we can't, you know, we shouldn't lose sight of the legislators. And being a state rep, it sat with me this summer, the horrific issue of people who went to state senators and state representatives in Minnesota, and they were killed at their doorstep. The political violence in this country is a function of the lack of level of tolerance in the current environment, and we've got to work on that. This is horrific. Voices should not be silenced. Every voice should be heard. And I'm deeply concerned about where we're going with this, and I hope the perpetrators are caught and that this type of thing cannot continue on.
Okay, and then finally, one more thing. What's the latest on a special session on housing?
You know, that is a wonderful question. I know they're working on the details of the housing bill. Well, I haven't seen it yet. I expect, I'm thinking that I'm second, third, or fourth week in October is when I expect to be called in for special sessions. I think that there'll be two components. One is the housing bill, and the other part will be trying to figure out what, if any, damage or financial costs the great big beautiful bill brings to our health care and Medicare recipients, and figure out, you know, is there a response? Is there something we can do to ameliorate the problems we're going to face at the state level?
Is there anything on the table as far as housing is concerned that you can talk about?
You know, the whole issue is the issue is going to be what is a recommendation versus a mandate, and that's what I'll be looking for to see where how far we get pushed.
All right, and are there? I understand. Aren't there talking about the budget bill and its impact on Connecticut? Aren't there triggers in place that that can be used to deal with this to try to deal with the, any loss in funding?
Well, the triggers that are dealt with, they're not automatic. I don't think we're in the position to declare a fiscal emergency because I don't think emergency exists yet. I think what we have to figure out is what the reductions are, what reductions we can afford to fill, because, frankly, the government, you know, we send, we send $18 or $20 billion up to the state, the Fed, and we get back about $15, right? So they start cutting of that $15, roughly, that we get from the Fed. You know, I don't know that we have the wherewithal to replace hundreds of millions, $500 or $1 billion without major crisis, or not crisis, but major problems with our fiscal house. So we do have to figure out what's getting cut and when. I think in the immediate, the biggest concern I have is in health care and the premiums that may be going up because of the cost of hospital stays. And,
this call will be recorded.
You know, all of this stuff. I'm worried
about this. This call is no longer being recorded.
Sorry about that. I'm worried where the fiscal costs are going to be or the financial costs to our residents of the increased insurance premiums. So health care is my biggest concern, and that's not even part of that, other than on the exchange is going to be a fair amount of damage done when the loss of the tax subsidies come. People who are on the health care exchange on the Affordable Care Act are going to see their premiums go up significantly, and I'm worried that we may get a loss of health care coverage from people who may have to drop out who can't afford doubling or tripling of their premiums.
All right, State Representative Stephen Meskers, thanks as always for your time. Talk again next month.
Thank you very much. Take care, Tony.
That State Representative Stephen Meskers joins me on the second Thursday of the month. Next Thursday, State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich.